Kiana.
I'm Tanasia.
I'm Lila.
And I'm Badila. And we're
the Perfect 10 After School. And we love to be a part of WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. Celebrating creative community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Yay!
Learn to administer Narcan and reverse the effects of an opioid overdose at a training every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. at the Hudson Area Library. That's this month, Tuesday, December 20th, from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Hudson Area Library. Learn how to administer Narcan and reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. Find out more about this event and many others on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carmen Borgia of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, and welcome to the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan, and I'm so glad you could join me today. You know, we're going to do our annual holiday show, but with a twist. I thought that today we would play some of the less traditional holiday songs. Of course, I'll sprinkle it with a few of our fave traditionals, but I'll spare you things like I Want an Alien for Christmas, a recent discovery. But let's open our show with the wonderful cabaret performer Julie Wilson. Here she is with a song from an album called A Cabaret Christmas.
Season's greetings, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Bon voyage and April Fool, lots of Easter cheer. Joyous tidings on your birthday and on March 17. Won't you be my Valentine? Happy Halloween. Have a lovely Labor Day. Don't forget Good Neighbor Day. Happy Payday. Merry May Day. Have yourself a nice VJ day. While you're living Thanksgiving, shine on a harvest moon. Button up your overcoat. Peace on earth, get out and vote. And get well soon. Season's
greetings.
Now he was born in a major in a town of Bethlehem. He was saved by the Father as a meek and humble lamb. And then they called him Emmanuel. Hallelujah, God with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because he came to save the lost. And he came unto his very own, but they received him not. And the devil had a vicious plan and nailed it to the cross. Now the devil was rejoicing because he thought he had a neighbor. Hallelujah, he's alive again, just like the Bible says. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he's alive, like he said.
Sleigh bells ring.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
Are you listening?
In the lane.
In the lane.
Snow is glistening.
Snow is glistening.
Beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away.
Gone away.
Is the bluebird.
Bluebird.
Here to stay.
Here to stay.
Is a new bird.
Bluebird.
He sings a love song. As we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman.
Snowman.
Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man.
No man.
You can do the job when you're in town. Later on,
later on,
we'll conspire,
we'll conspire
as we dream.
As we dream.
The fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made.
Walking
in a winter wonderland. Oh.
listening?
Are you listening?
In the lane,
in the lane.
Snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away,
away
is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman,
snowman.
And pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman,
Mr. Snowman.
Till the other kiddies knuckle down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
That was Macy Gray.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year? Same thing every year, Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, and some tiny BVDs. But I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise? Open this one first, Uncle Bob. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Try to act surprised, Uncle Bob. But I got this last year.
But he got that last year.
A tie, wider than a mile. With a pattern way out of style. With a pattern that's way out of style. Said my wife to our neighbors across the street, I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
What a thoughtful gift, Peg and Al. I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
A plant in a moldy mayonnaise jar. They must have dug one up from their yard. They must have dug one up from their yard. Said the dad to his kids on Christmas Day. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
This is just exactly what I want.
This is just exactly what I want.
Just as much as last year. Surprise, surprise, a coupon for some fries. That was really very thoughtful, you guys. This last year.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
I'm sure I got this last year.
Didn't I get this last year?
Yeah, well, thanks. No, it's really very nice.
Didn't I get this last year?
I've always wanted something like this.
No, your ears were not deceiving you. That was Didn't I Get This Last Year by Bob Rivers, who I recently discovered has tons of Christmas parodies. You can find them on YouTube. He has another that I'll try to get to later in the show. It's called I'll Be Stoned for Christmas. So let's go to one of our Hudson Cafe favorites. This is Bette Midler with a Steve Allen song. Peggy Lee and Friends. Wow, such a laid-back confidence. I just love Peggy Lee. I've got Loudon Wainwright III here with a sentiment for the season. It's from his album, I'd Rather Lead a Band, and it's called the little things in life.
Just a little room or two can more than do a little man and wife. That's if they're contented with the little things in life. Living on a larger scale would soon entail a lot of care and strife. We could be so happy with the little things in life, dear. A little rain, a little sun, a little work, a little fun, a little time for loving when the day is done. And a little thing that cries for lullabies could make a man and wife tell the world how much they love the little things in life. Great big houses with great big rooms were not fashioned for brides and grooms. A little place is where we should be. Great big troubles and great big cares come from houses with marble stairs. A little place for you and for me.
Here's Johnny Cash with his Christmas memory.
One day near Christmas, when I was just a child, Mama called us all together and Mama tried to smile. She said, "You know, the cotton crop hadn't been too good this year. There's just not a lot of spending money, and, well, at least we're all here. I hope you won't expect a lot of Christmas presents. Just be thankful that there's plenty to eat and we're all healthy, and that'll make things a little more pleasant." And us kids got to thinking how really blessed we were. At least we were all healthy, and best of all, we had her. My brother Roy cut down a pig apple tree, and we drug it home, Jack and me. Daddy brought home some hickory nuts, and Louise made the bread. Reba decorated the tree with popcorn strings before we went to bed. Mom and Daddy sacrificed because this Christmas was lean. But after all, there was the babies, Joanne and Tommy. And babies need a few things. I whittled a whistle for my brother Jack. And though we fought now and then, when I gave Jack that whistle, he knew I thought the world of him. Mama made the girls' dresses out of flour sacks, and when she ironed them down, you couldn't tell that they hadn't come from town. A sharecropper family across the road didn't have it good as us. They didn't even have a light that Christmas night, and it was way past dusk. Me and Jack took a jar of coal oil and some peanuts we'd found and walked over to the sharecropper's porch and set it all down. A poor old ragged lady eased open the door. She picked up the coal oil and hickory nuts and said, "I sure do thank you." And she quickly closed the door. We started back home, me and Jack, and about halfway we stopped and looked back. And in the sharecropper's window at last there burned a light. So for one of the neighbors and for us, it was a good Christmas night. Christmas came, Christmas went. Christmas that year was heaven sent. Then Daddy put on his gum boots and we waited for the thaw back home that year in Dyess, Arkansas. Merry Christmas, Mama.
Yeah, that was Bob Dylan, Winterlude. Here's the Hot Club of Detroit, Skating. Thank you. You're in the Hudson Cafe, and I'm Maria Manhattan here at WGXC Radio 90.7 on your FM dial, or you might be streaming us, WGXC.org. We serve both sides of the mighty Hudson River and points much further afield. We're in Hudson, Acre, Catskill, all over the Hudson Valley. And we're doing our holiday show today. And for a little change of pace, I'm trying to play the lesser-known Christmas songs. There are so many great recordings by Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Nat Cole, you name them. All the great jazz and pop singers have wonderful albums. And there are so many new albums just this year alone. But I thought we'd go down a different road this year. But that said, this next tune is one that has become a Christmas standard. It was from the Broadway show Mame, and it's Jerry Herman's classic, sung by the luminous Angela Lansbury and the original cast recording.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. Need a little Christmas now. Call out the holly, haven't I taught you well to live each living day?
Fill up the stocking,
my daddy made.
It's 1 week past Thanksgiving Day now.
But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
So climb down the chimney, it's been a long time since I got with neighborly.
Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that bayberry bough. For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rocker. And we need a little stopping, happy ever after, need a little Christmas now.
I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. We'll be right back. Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kissed me now, I know you'd fool me again. This year, to save me from tears, I give it to someone special.
That was Max Rabe and the Palast Orchestra. He is a contemporary singer, a German jazz singer and band leader. Next, I have Jay Linhart, a man that writes his own songs. This one is so evocative of New York at Christmas time.
City air is cold and clear. It's wintry, crisp and clean. Stars that once led three wise men can once again be seen. People laden down with gifts a subway train, rushing home to light a light beside a window pane. 'Cause it's Christmas in the city, people hurry to and fro. Children play and hope and pray that soon there will be snow. It's Christmas in the city. Hearts and souls take wing. And carolers on avenue so joyously sing. People living high above can view the city lights. They can search for Santa's sleigh on moonlit Christmas nights. Boys and girls with moms and dads walk the avenue. Christmas trees and holly wreaths are everywhere in view. 'Cause it's Christmas in the city, a time of joy and cheer. It's Christmas in the city, my favorite time of year. It's Christmas in the city, hearts and souls take wing as carolers on avenues so joyously sing. As carolers on avenues so joyously sing. Mm-hmm.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and the distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. Saw him and flew his disguise.
Was Greg Lake with a song that he recorded in 1974, and somehow in recent years it's found a new audience. Let's go to Italy, shall we, Italia? I want to play one of the most beloved carols of the season for the Italian community. It's one that lived in the memories of my grandfather and his brothers and sisters. You know, music is something that immigrants can take with them. It travels easy. So this is Luciano Pavarotti with Tu scendi dalla stella, which translates to You Descend from the Stars.
Oh!
Tony Bennett. I love Tony Bennett. He's always trying new things. You're in the Hudson Cafe. I hope you're enjoying our holiday show today, our Christmas show. We're playing a bunch of odd songs, not all of them, but some, like this next selection, although it's not a song. This is something by that wonderful pioneering radio duo, Bob and Ray. It's called One Fella's Family.
And now, as a sustaining feature of the Bob and Ray Show, we bring you another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode, entitled Missing Christmas Ornaments, taken from book XVII, chapter II, page 11, 12, and the bottom of page 14. It's early evening as we look in on the family now. We find Father puttering in the closet and asking Mother.
Sandy?
Yes?
Have you seen the Christmas tree ornaments?
Well, I saw them last Christmas season.
Yeah, I know, but I've been looking all over the house high and low, and I can't find them.
Well, don't we usually put them up in the attic?
Yeah, I look there. Paul is up there.
How is Paul?
He seems to be very well, Fanny.
I haven't seen him in months.
He's writing a book.
Yeah. Well, I don't know now where.
I rummaged around through the cellar, and I couldn't find them there either.
How about in the garage?
Well, I haven't looked there, but I would never put them in the garage.
Well, they must be somewhere. I remember we took them down right after the New Year.
Took what down?
Well, Christmas ornaments.
Oh, the ornaments, yes.
Oh, my. Oh, don't tell me we're going through another siege of you forgetting what you're talking about.
Well, it just worries me, Fanny, that's all. I can't seem to be remembering things as easily as I used to.
About what?
What?
Who?
We'll have to get the tree this weekend. Christmas is a week from Friday.
What is?
Christmas.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
But you have to have decorations and ornaments for the tree.
Yeah.
Why don't you look for those?
Well, I've looked high and low. The last place I was going to look was this closet here, but I don't see any sign of them in here either. You're sure you didn't throw them out last year?
Well, I might have done that.
Yeah.
But that would certainly be a foolish mistake. Wait. I think I remember now.
Wait, who?
Don't you remember the children were here and we let them put them in the maple tree out in the yard?
Yes, I do remember that, Fanny, right after the first of the year.
They've been hanging out there all year, so we really don't have any missing Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
You have been listening to One Fella's Family, brought to you as a sustaining feature on the Bob and Ray Show. One Fella's Family's episode today was entitled Missing Christmas Ornaments and was taken from Book XVII, Chapter II, pages 11, 12, and the bottom of page 14. One Fella's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messi. This is a Messi production.
I promised you I'll be stoned for Christmas.
This is, too. Is that Naga hide? Doesn't matter.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus' lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are children sing it all as merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes.